Begin the current daf Masechtas Gittin daf Chav Zayin. We begin on the top of the Yomin. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme about writing, and as our Mishnah talks about the delivery of the get. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamevi get, if someone is bringing a get, v'avaremenu, and then he loses it. Matzoy la'alter kasher, if he finds it immediately, then it's still kasher, it's valid. We could assume that this was the get that he was brought, that he was bringing to give to the woman. Then the law of apostle, if not, the get is invalid. And the reason being is because maybe this get fell from someone else, and this is not his get. It happens to be the same name as the husband, same name as the wife, and maybe it's a different one, and therefore then it's not going to be valid. Now, however, tells us the Mishnah, Mitzoy b'chafisav, let's say he finds it in a flask made out of leather, oivet luskimo, or which is, as the Gemara will explain, some type of a container that elderly people use, and he has an identifying feature in these vessels that they are his, or as Rashi learns, im makiroi, which this is an independent halacha, which is either or that he recognizes the get, meaning even if he finds it wherever it is, so then kasher, meaning in other words, if he finds it amongst his stuff, finds it in his flask, or even if he doesn't find it amongst his stuff, but he recognizes that this is the get, then it's going to be kasher. But again, if he doesn't recognize specifically that this is the get he brought, it just happens to have the same name as the husband and the wife, it's not going to be kasher because maybe it fell from someone else, and you can't take a get that was written for a different man and woman, even if it's the same name, because that's a flaw in the halacha of Lishma. Now the Gemara asks a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Masechtas Bava Metzia. The Mishnah there says, Matzah Gitei Nashim, if somebody finds on the floor a divorce document, or Vishachuri Avadim, or an emancipation document of slaves, or Daitiki, which actually stands for the words of Da Tehei Koi Lemekim Elias, which is tzava, is the last will of a shchimera of a dying person, which he says that I want the person to take from this, and they have a document written up for that. Or matanis, or also same idea, but a gift that it's a document from a healthy person. Or v'sheivarin, or if he finds receipts. Either way, if you find any of these documents on the floor, the halacha says the Mishnah Bava Metzia is hareza lo yachzer. You can't return it, neither to the husband, let's say take the first case, that of a Gitei Nashim, because that's the one we're discussing here in our Mishnah, which we're going to ask a contradiction. You can't return it, not to the husband, not to the wife, and so too for the Shechar Avadim, and so on, all the cases. And why can't you return it to either one? Because Sha'ani Aymer, because I could say, maybe Kesuvin Hayu, maybe these documents were written up, let's say in the get, V'nimlecha Lein Shalei Litnon, but then the husband, the master, whoever it is, changed his mind, decided not to give it. So therefore, you don't know who to give it to. Maybe he did give it, maybe he didn't give it. And therefore, when you find these documents, you can't return it to either party. Now, from the fact that the Mishnah Bava Metzia makes it sound like the reason why you can't return it is because of what we call the Sha'ani Oimer, because I could say that maybe he wrote it up, but he decided not to give it. What the inference is Ha'amar. But if the husband says, Tanu, give it to her, because I actually did write it, and I actually had given it to her, now she dropped it, then nicen. Then we do give it to the woman, who the get was written out to her. V'afil mamru, but it sounds like even after a long time. And that is, we're not concerned that maybe it's not this woman's get. Meaning, the husband says, I gave her a get, I divorced her. And the woman says, yeah, it's true. 5 months ago, he had divorced me. Now, the thing is that we find it, so if he agrees, so fine, there's no more concern of Sha'ani Yomer, because you're not sure who to return it to. He says and she says, but if they both agree that he had given it to her, then you return it to her. Problem with that is, it sounds like no matter, even if it was lost for a long time, she's like, wow, for months I've been looking for this. How am I going to prove in court that I was divorced? And my husband even asked him, he agrees that he divorced me. Now, if that's going to be even for a long time, that contradicts the halacha in our Mishnah, which said that if someone has a get, where that was talking about someone that's delivering it, but it's the same concept, even if it's a woman herself, if you're missing it for a long time, then who said it's your get? Maybe it's someone else that had the same name as the husband and the wife, and maybe it fell from them. So that contradicts the halacha of our Mishnah, which says it's only if la'alter that it's kasher, but if you find it at a later point in time, then you can't assume that it's the get that you had. So why v'him bav metzia, does it sound like if he also agrees that it was hers, that they could give it to her, and we don't have to assume that maybe it's from someone else? So Amar Rabba says, Le'kasha. It's not a contradiction. Kan, our Mishnah is talking about b'makom shasha yoris mitzuyis. It's talking about where there's many people that pass by the area. There's a lot of caravans. There is where the Tana of our Mishnah says it's possible, because maybe it fell from someone else that passes by. There's so many people, it's a very busy thoroughfare, so maybe someone just happens to have the same name, Yankel and Leah, and it's possible. So therefore, out of that doubt, it's a halacha d'oraisa, has to be written l'shma for this woman, so we can't say that it's kasher. So therefore, it's going to be possible. But Khan, the Mishnah about Mitzuyas, toma b'mokim she'ena shiyaris Mitzuyas, where there's not that many people that pass by that area, and the guy found it somewhere. So there, we don't have to assume that maybe there was someone else that passed by with the same name as him and her. And that's why, if the husband agrees that, yes, I had given it to her, don't worry, that we can give it to her, we don't have to assume that it's from someone else. That's how Rabbah answers. Our Mishnah is problematic because there's many people that pass by, so then we have to assume it's from someone else. Now, however, the Gemara continues. As Rashi explains, it's not Rabbah talking over here. It's the Gemara that organized this question and saying over Rabbah's answer, qualifies and says that this that Rabbah says in our Mishnah, that it's talking about b'makom shasheres mitzuyos, explains the Gemara, v'afilu b'makom shasheres mitzuyos. However, even in a place where there are caravans that are found in that area where the get was found, even so, Rabbah would hold it wouldn't be possible only if v'husha huchzaku shnei yosef ben shimon be'er achas. Only if, besides the point that there are many people that pass by where the get was found, additionally, there are two people in that town that are established already with the same name as the name that's found in that get, in that same city. However, what the Gemara is telling us is if you didn't have a chazakah, a knowledge of beforehand, that there is two people with that same name, then out of doubt we wouldn't say that maybe it's from someone else with the same name and we just don't know that there is such a person, or that maybe there is another city that has the same name as this city, which in that city there is someone with that same name and that woman with that same name who is coming to claim that get, then we wouldn't say that. So again, the Gemara is explaining that Rabbah, who explains our Mishnah, hold that it's possible if it wasn't found right away, because you have to assume that maybe there's someone else with the same name, is only if A, shasheres mitzuyos, there's a lot of people that come and go, so it's likely it fell from someone else. And additionally, we know that there's someone that actually has the same name as this guy. So then we could say, okay, maybe it's from that guy. But if it's you don't have huchzaku shnei yosef ben shimon, then even though shasheres mitzuyos, it's going to be kasher. And the Gemara proves this. Because if you don't say this, that what we just qualified, that Rabbah doesn't make it possible in our Mishnah, only if you have both of these variables, A, that it's shayeres mitzuyos, and that it's huchzuk, to have two people with the same name, then kasha de Rabbah, because then you would have a contradiction in Rabbah himself. Because dahu gitte dishtakech beidin ed Rav Huna, there was a certain get that was found in the courthouse of Rav Huna, where the person had come there to validate that get in court. And additionally, that what do you want to do when you validate the get? Is that they write what's called a henpek. A henpek is that there's a seal, there's a stamp of approval from the courts, no one could contest it anymore. Now, it fell from the person that brought it there. Now the person's coming to claim and say, that was mine, I dropped it there in the court. And it wasn't established beforehand that there was another person with the same name of Yosef ben Shimon, which is arbitrarily chosen, in that same city. Now, however, but what it was written there in that document was Bishviri in Shviri, which is Masa dal Rochas Nahar, which is the name of the city that it's on the river Rochas. That's what it said in the document. Now, V'am Rav Huna said, sorry, we can't return it to you. Why? Cheshin l'shnei Shviri. You're right, there's no one else in the city that we know that has the same name as you, but we're concerned that maybe there's two cities with the same name, and maybe in that city there's someone with the same name as you. And maybe it didn't fall from you. Maybe it fell from that guy who he came here to the court. That's what Rav Huna said. Sorry, we can't return it to you. Now, V'amale Rav Chizda Rabbah. Now, Rav Chizda said to Rabbah, says, Puk v'ayin boy. Says, go out and analyze this halacha. De'lo'urta bo'yila minach Rav Huna. Because when it comes nighttime, Rav Huna is going to inquire from you if what he said is correct or not. Now, Dafik dak v'ashkech. So Rabbah went out, he checked, and he found that the halacha is as follows. It's not like learned in Mishnah and Bab Metziah Daf Chav Mem Aleph. The Mishnah says over there, "Kol Ma'isa Bezdin, anything that's an act of the court, which is, for example, if someone finds a court validated document where there's no more concern anymore of what we said before of Shani Oimer, of that maybe the one who wrote it up to give it, decided not to give it at the end. And the reason being is because the only time you have a Maisa Bezin that the courts already validated this is only the one who received the get from the other party. For example, the Malva, the lender, it's the borrower who writes it up and gives it to the lender. It's only the lender, once he gets the document, he's concerned that maybe the witnesses who are signed inside are going to die and there's not going to be anyone else around to validate it at a later point in time. So he gets it right now. I want to take care of this. The courts already, you verified. They said these are our signatures. Okay, it's already done deal. So the Mishnah there says, anytime you have a Maisa Bezin, which was the case over there by Rav Huna's Bezin, which there was a Hempik, it was already validated by the courts, so you know that it's from the creditor, the lender, who had written that up. So that the Mishnah B'Metzia says, Hareza Yachza. So then you return it to the person who's claiming it, and we're not concerned that maybe it's not him, and that maybe it's someone else with the same name, which is obviously not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, we can't return it to you. Maybe it's another Shviri, and there there's someone else with the same name. Rabbah found clearly that not like that. And that's what his findings found, that we're not concerned that it's someone else. As long as we don't have to be concerned between the two different parties in this document, with the Leiva and the Malva, because then you could say, like we said in that other Mishnah Bava Metzia, that how do I know, maybe he never gave it in the first place. But when there's a Hempik, when it's already validated in the court, you know that it was already in the hands of the Malva. Now, the Gemara concludes the proof that we wanted to say. V'habedina de Rav Huna. Now, the courthouse of Rav Huna, which many people needed Rav Huna who, to judge cases and to pask in halacha, people would come there. De'kamakim shashayaris mitzuyiz dami. That's definitely a place that's considered like where many caravans pass by because people are coming all day into Rav Huna's courthouse. Now, v'kapashid, and still Rabbah resolved that yachzer, that you are going to return it to that person who's claiming that it's his, not like Rav Huna said, oh, we have to be concerned, maybe it's someone else. So says the Gemara, Amma, therefore we see, it's only if, besides Shasheros Mitzuyas, that there was additionally established already two people by the same name in the same city, that's when, yes, as our Mishnah says, that it's going to be puzzle. But we see clearly the Eloi, that if it's not established already that there's two people with the same name, that Loi, that there we don't have to be concerned. It's only as because Rav Huna was saying that maybe there's two Shviri. That Rabbi said, no, clearly not. We don't have to be concerned that maybe there is. If we don't know, we don't have to assume. It's only if we know that there is. So this proves when Rabbi qualified the Halacha of our Mishnah, that it's Tomat Shasheres Mitzuyas, that there's many people coming and going, therefore we have to be concerned that maybe, although it has your name and the other woman's name, that you have to be concerned that maybe it's not from this man that was sending it. That is only if additionally there was already known to have another man by that same name. Because if not, then that would contradict the halach of Rabbah over there, where clearly that was talking about a case of Shayaris Mitzuyas in the courthouse of Rav Huna. And still Rabbah said, you return it to that guy because it wasn't Muchzik Shnayis Ben Shimon. It's only when there's also Huxik Shnei Yisrael Ben Shimon, then it's going to be possible. That's the halacha of a Mishnah when you have only both of those variables. Now the Gemara illustrates this halacha that Avad Rabba Ub, the Rabba actually did and acted upon his opinion that we just quoted. Bahu Gita Dishtakech Bekisne Bepumbedisa. Regarding a document that was found in the flax house in Pumbedisa. Kishmaite, like according to his opinion that he said, as we just explained in the Gemara, that you need to have both variables for it to be possible. Whereas over here in this story in Pumbedisa, there was only one flaw, and therefore he returned it to the one who was claiming that it's his. Now, however, there's two different versions exactly which one of the two problems there were, but since you need to have two problems, A, that's Shiras Mitsuis and Hochzuku, two people by the same name, since it was only one of the two, so he returned it to the claimant. And that is Ikeda Amri, that those that say that this flax house, what does it mean it was found in the flax house? Beduchta hecha de toru kisna, it was found in the place where they soak the flax. Now, va'af gaf de hochzuku, and therefore even though that it was already established that there were two people in that same city with the same name, but tole shechin shayar asa, there's not many people that come into the place where they soak the flax. Very few people go inside. Why would anyone be going inside over there? So that's why, even though it was Hochzuku Shnei Yisrael Ben Shimon, but it wasn't Shiras Mitzuyas. The Ikadami, the others say that it was the other way around. It was Beduchta de Mazavni Kisna. It was actually in the place where they sell the flax, which is in the market, where that's However, it was not established that there was another person with that same name. And therefore, even though it was v'shchichin shayyaris, even though that it was there are many people that go by in the shuk, but since it was only that variables and there wasn't hofsek shnei yosef ben Shimon, that's why it was kasher. Again, Rabbah l'shitasai, whereas the Gemara proved from the other incident with Rav Huna that when he says that it's pasul, in contrast to the Mishnah about Metziah, there in Bar Metziah it's not shchichin shayyaris. In our Mishnah, it's Shri Chashayaris, and as the Gemara proved, it was already Hosuku, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, it was already established that there was another person with the same name, and if you don't find it right away, then we have to assume that maybe it fell from someone else. Now, continuing on this theme of the Mishnah, the Gemara had originally asked on our Mishnah from a Mishnah about Metziah, which again, we had Rabbah who answered that contradiction. Reb Zeira Rami, Masnitin Abraisa Umishani. He asked a contradiction from our Mishnah, from Abraisa, and then he gives an answer. As the Gemara explains, Tnan, we learn in our Mishnah, Hamevi get v'avad emenu, if someone is bringing a get, and he loses it. So, the Mishnah said, Imatzu l'alta kasher, he finds it right away, okay, I found the get, it's kasher. Then lav, possible, but if he doesn't find it right away, it's possible. On that, v'minu, on that, Reb Zeira asks the contradiction from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Matzah get isha b'shuk. If someone finds, he's walking, and he finds a get of a woman in the marketplace. So the Braisa says, Bizman Shahbal Maida, when the husband agrees, in other words, when he says give it to her, because it's true I had given this to her and it fell from her, says the bride, so Yaxli, he should return it to the woman. In Habal Maida, if the husband does not agree, says, what are you talking about? I never gave it to her. Then Lo Yaxir Loy Lazeb Loy Lazeb. Then you don't return it neither to the husband or to the woman. And the reason for that is, the reason why you don't return it to the husband is because maybe actually he already had given it to her and that it fell from her. Now, the problem is, if you're going to return it to him, what he's going to do is as follows. He's going to find the Eidei Mesira, the witnesses who were present at the time when he had given it over to the woman, and they're going to testify that she is divorced. Now, when she's going to come and claim, well, if I'm divorced, she's going to come and claim her kesuba from her husband, he's going to say, I paid you up already, and I'll prove it to you. Because you know what you did? You didn't have your kesuba that I could get it back from. You presented your get in court. As the Mishnah teaches the Masechtas Ksubas, if a woman produces a get without a ksuba, she could collect her ksuba, and then he has to pay her up. So he's saying, I paid you up, and I'll prove it to you. Because the halacha is in those cases when she's not presenting her ksuba and only the get, they give the husband the get now that she can't present it another time and collect another time. Look, I have your get. How do I have your get? I have witnesses that say you were divorced. What am I doing with your get? Because the court gave it back to me, said you shouldn't go ahead and collect another time. So therefore, I don't know your ksuba. Obviously, from the fact that I have the get, you were already paid up your ksuba, which is not necessarily the case. It's actually these witnesses, this guy who found it, who gave it back to the husband. But really, it fell from her, and she never got a ksuba. That's why you can't give it to him. Neither can you give it to the woman, because maybe he never divorced her. Maybe he never actually gave her the get. It actually fell from him, and she's going to go ahead and get married with it. So says the Braisa, you can't give it neither to him or nor to her. Now, says the Gemara, however, the Diyak is, as we continue on Talmud Beis, Bizman Shabal Moidemias. But one thing that we see that the Braisa said is that if the husband agrees, he says, no, it's true, I gave it to her, she forgets things, she lost it, give it back to her. So the Braisa said, Yach Leisha, you give it back to the woman. Now, that sounds like Vafil is Mamruba, the Braisa doesn't differentiate. Sounds like even if it was lost for a long time, if the husband agrees, so what are we concerned for? He's agreeing that he gave it to her, so we give it back to her. Now that contradicts the halacha of our Mishnah that said that no, you have to be concerned. Maybe it was someone else with the same name. Even though he agrees he had given the tar, but who said that's the get he gave her? Maybe it's someone else with the same name that had given the tar. And therefore, that contradicts our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, L'zman Meruba, you don't give it back to her. On that, a Mishani, Reb Zeira answered to resolve the contradiction. He said, it's not a difficulty. Kan, our Mishnah is talking about B'malkim Shasheris Mitzuyas, like Rab had answered. It's talking about when there's many people pass by that area. Then we have to assume maybe it fell from someone else. Here the Braisa is talking about that if he agrees, you give it back to her. He's talking about when there's not many people that pass by that area. Now, however, there's two different versions how to explain Reb Zeira's resolution. Ikud de Amri, that those that say that this answer of Reb Zeira, that he said, that our Mishnah said it's possible when the Shayaris Mitzuyos, is only that additionally, that it was also established before and that there were other people with that same name. That's when we don't return the Torah. Behind the Rabbah, and that means to say that Reb Zeira holds exactly like we said from Rabbah before, that you need to have both variables not to return it to the woman if it was lost for a long time. But Ve'ekida Amida, those that say that a different version, Even though it was not established beforehand that there was that we know that there's another person with that same name, to assume that maybe it fell from them, still you're not going to return it. Upliga the Rabbah, and that Rabbi Zeir argues on Rabbah, and he holds that no, the halacha of our Mishnah that you don't return it if it was lost for a long time is enough only if Shayarish Mitsuyas, even if it wasn't Muchzik beforehand, that there was two people by that same name. Now, that was, again, we had a contradiction for the Mishnah about Mitzia on our Mishnah, and Rabbah answered that. We had a same type of seemingly contradiction from the Braisa on our Mishnah, and Rabbi Zeir answered that. So the Gemara asks, Bishlim the Rabbah, we understand Rabbah, who he answered, that first answered the Gemara, regarding the stiris of the Mishnayas, one of our Mishnah here, Masechet Gittin, one in that Mishnah about Mitzia. Loi Omek Rabbi Zeir, he didn't say like Rabbi Zeir, we're to pose the contradiction from a Braisa on the Mishnah, because Masnikna Limele Lakshuye. It's preferable, in other words, it's more contradictory when you have two Mishnayas contradicting itself than a Braisa on the Mishnah, because a Braisa is not as primary in Halacha as a Mishnah. But El Rabbi Zeir, but ask the Gemara, but Rabbi Zeir, who he posed his contradiction from the Braisa on our Mishnah, my time Eloi Omer, why didn't he say his answer regarding a contradiction of Mishnayas Kerabah? Why pose it from the Braisa when seemingly it's the same type of a question from a Mishnah, and then give your answer, whether it's exactly like Rabbah or only one variable, but either way, pose it from a Mishnah, not a Braisa. So that Amalach, the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeir would tell you that actually the Mishnah above Metziah is not a contradiction to ask it from on our Mishnah. Because Mikutani, did we learn in that Mishnah, Mesachus above Metziah, that if im Amar Tanu Naisnin, that if the husband says, give it, that we give it Vafilah Lizmah Merubah, that even if it's after a long time, which that would contradict our Mishnah? No. Dilma, maybe the Mishnah Bab Metzia is telling you im Amar Tanu Naisen, that if the husband says, you know what, you're saying that you don't return the tub because we have to be concerned that maybe Shani Oyma, maybe that the husband never ever gave it in the first place. He changed his mind before he gave it, and maybe it didn't fall from her, maybe it fell from him. But the inference is, but if he says give it, then you give it, maybe that's Kid Kaim Alon La Alta. Maybe it's only as we pask in the halacha of our Mishnah that it's only if that was immediately. In other words, as Rashi explains, most definitely, as we infer from that Mishnah above Metzia, if the husband says Tanu, if he says, don't worry, give it to her, that we do give it to her. Because the whole reason that the Mishnah above Metzia says, if someone, which that's what Bab Metzia is told about, if someone finds a lost object, we said that you don't return it to her because Sha'ani Yom, because I say that maybe it really fell from the husband, because maybe he changed his mind and didn't end up giving it to her. Sounds like, but if he admits that he gave it to her, that then we wouldn't be concerned that it fell from him, and then we would give it to her. But what Rabbi Zeir is telling you is, but how do you know that the Mishnah Bab Metzia is talking about, even if there was a long lapse in how long that it was lost for, that you're making that dig? Maybe I would tell you that really it's exactly like our Mishnah says in Masechtas Gittin, that it's only if it fell immediately. So therefore, says Rabbi Zeir, I wouldn't ask from the Mishnah on Bab Metzia, because that's not a contradiction. I would right away qualify that there is talking about that it only fell and you found it la'alta, but not lizma merubah. But Rabbi Zeir is saying that from the Braisa is definitely a difficulty, because the Braisa says that you would return it to the woman. Now, if it would be only talking about immediately, and the talking about that the husband agrees that it fell from him, well then that's obvious. What would be the concern if not to tell us the Chiddush that it was fell for a long time? Then we wouldn't need the Mishnah to tell us if it was only for a small amount of time. Now, as Rashi explained, because the Mishnah Bab Metzia doesn't say explicitly if he says Tanu that Naisnin. So therefore, maybe we could say in that Mishnah that the Mishnah had to say the whole halacha for the halacha itself to tell us the fact that you don't return it in the first place, which was the halacha of Shani Omer. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Bab Metzia was coming to tell us. Not for the deek of saying, oh, but if he would say that it's not from him, that he had given it to her, then you give it to her, then you're right. That wouldn't be a chiddush, it was right away. That would only be after a long time. That's what in the Braisa says that if he agrees and he says give it to her, then you give it to her. Of course, if it fell immediately, so there's no reason to assume it's from anyone else, and neither do we have to assume it came from him because he's saying he had given it to her already. So, of course, it must be Tumah Lizma Merubah. Now, that contradicts our Mishnah. But the Mishnah Bab Metzia says that's not what it's coming to tell us. The primary Chiddush in the Mishnah Bab Metzia is coming to tell us some guy finds a get, doesn't know who it fell from. I can't give it to anyone because I don't know. You're right. If the inference is, if the husband says that, don't worry, it's not from me, I'd given it to her, then you give it to her. But maybe that would only be if it's immediately. But if you tell me clear out the halacha that if he says to new that noisnin, that chiddush would only be if it's l'sma meruba. That is a question from the Braisa on our Mishnah, which wouldn't be a question from the Mishnah b'metzia on our Mishnah. So again, that was two different approaches to resolve the question, either as Rab had asked it from the Mishnah b'metzia on our Mishnah, or as Reb Zeir had asked it from the Braisa on our Mishnah, where again, either Reb Zeir gave exactly the same answer as Rabba, or slightly different, that it's enough if Shayaris Mitzuyas, even if it's not Huchzuku, two people with the same name. Now, but Reb Yirmiyah Amar, he says, to answer the question both from the Mishnah b'metzia and from the Braisa, it's not difficult. And that is because, you're right, although the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about that the person who finds it would return it to the woman even after a long time, which seemingly that contradicts our Mishnah, because even if he agrees, but maybe it fell from someone else with the same name, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, no. Could go into Ka'amri, Eidim, the case over there in that Mishnah and Braisa is talking about, where the witnesses who signed on the get, they say, Me'oilam loy chasamnu, we never ever signed, Ela al get echad shal Yosef ben Shimon. There was only one get in our life that we signed on that had the name Yosef ben Shimon, and the one that we signed on was this guy who was coming to claim. Huh. So therefore, that's why the Braisa and the Mishnah above Metzia says that you'll return it even after a long time, because there's no concern. Our Mishnah is talking about that there is the witnesses don't make such a claim. So we have to assume maybe it fell from someone else with the same name. But they're saying clearly that we never saw it in any other one. That's why it's going to be kasha even less mamaruba. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, my lememra, why do you need the Braisa or the Mishnah b'Metzia to tell us that? Of course, if the witnesses who they verify and we believe to witnesses say we never saw it in any other Yosef ben Shimon, of course, even less mamaruba, and they say it was that guy who was coming to claim it, of course we're going to give it to him. Now the Gemara says, no, ma de tema, we would have thought to say that if it was lost for a long time, Lechesh Dilma Isrami Shemok Shmok Kishmov Eidim Ke'edim, that no, maybe it could be that there were two people with the same name, and additionally, there are Eidim with the same name. So though the Eidim themselves are saying, we only signed the one Yosef Shimon, but maybe it's not you. Maybe it's someone with your name, with the names of the two people inside the get itself. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa and the Mishnah B'Metzia, that no, we don't have to be concerned. Yes, sometimes we have to be concerned that maybe the people inside have the same name, but the witnesses also that they had the same name, that we're not concerned for. And if the witnesses say that we only signed the one, then even Les Mamaruba will return it, and therefore it doesn't contradict the halacha of our Mishnah. Another approach, Rav Ashi Amar, again, to resolve the difficulty from the Braisa and the Mishnah B'Metzia on our Mishnah, he gives a different answer. He says, Kigayin to Kamar, for example, that it's talking about that this shliach, this agent who lost the document, says, Nekiv yeshboi betzad ois plainis. There's a hole in the document on the side of that letter, and he delineates which letter it is. The havale simon muvik. That's what's known as a clear, distinct simon, where that's something that's obvious that it fell from him. And even if we'd have maybe people with the same name, but to say exactly where the hole in the paper was, it's obviously that that was the document that he lost, and that's why we return it. But in our Mishnah, where there's no Simen Muvuk, then Lizma Merubah, you have to be concerned, maybe it was people with the same name. Now, explains the Gemara, Vidavka, now specifically Rav Ashi picked Bitzat Ois Plainis, that the guy, the Shliach, who will say even Lizma Merubah in the Mishnah B'Metzia and the Braisa will return it to him, meaning, or the like the woman, that only if he says that the hole is on the side of that letter. To Havali Simen Muvuk, that's what's called a clear, there's no clearer testimony than that if you say exactly where the hole is on which letter. But if he just says there was a hole in the paper, then no, because although that will be an identifying feature, it is a simon, but Rav Ashi is in doubt regarding simonim, meaning this that it's brought in Masechtas B'Metzia and Perek El Metzia, Staf Chav Zayin Mar Aleph, that there's a halacha that if someone has a lost object and he gives an identifying feature, what's called a simon, you return it to him. The Gemara there has a question, is that a biblical halacha or is that a rabbinic halacha? Now, Rav Ashi was also in doubt, idai raisa idra abonin, if that's a biblical halacha or rabbinic halacha. Now, therefore, regarding an iser eshes ish, you can't rely on just a regular simon, because maybe the halacha of an identifying feature is only rabbinic. Now, by monetary law, the idra abonin could come along and remove it from whoever's domain it really is, based on the halachic principle of hefker, bezen hefker, that they could declare it ownerless. And the reason why we allow simon to work is, even though maybe biblically it shouldn't work, but rabbinically there's a reason, as the Gemara there explains. But to permit an iser eshes ish, the Rabbanan wouldn't come along and want to uproot a biblical halacha. So therefore, That's why Rav Ashi said that it must be told in a case of a simon muvik. Because a regular simon, although for a dini mamnus you return it, but we can't rely on that for a get, which is an iser eshes ish medeiraisa. Now Rashi just points out one thing. Now this, that the Gemara doesn't say, the Rav Ashi holds that simonim are rabbinic, because seemingly then it would be the same halacha, that's why he needed a simon muvik, which is biblical, is because the Gemara there actually has the question. And we didn't want to resolve from Rav Ashi's answer to prove that he holds his rabbinic, because could be he's also in doubt. It's just that out of the doubt, he's going to hold it's forbidden in the case of Issa Esha Sish. That's why he says it's Tomat Simen Muvik. That's why we'll return it even Lazman Meruba. Again, which our Mishnah didn't have a Simen Muvik. That's why Lazman Meruba, it doesn't contradict, you wouldn't return it. Now the Gemara brings a story that Rabbi Baba Chana, he was an agent in delivering a get. Irkis Le Gita Be'Medrash. Now he lost the get in the Beis HaMedrash, in the study hall. So Amar, he said, Isimana, if you want an identifying feature that I should give you, Isli Begave, I have a simon that this is the get that I was carrying. And Itvius Eina, if you want what's called that, the recognition of just the look of it, then, and then you'll give it back to me. So Isli Begave, I could recognize it even without a simon, where because I had already analyzed this get coming in, and even without a simon, I could tell you clearly that this is the get that I had carried. So I drew an ale, so they gave it back to him. Amar, so Rabbi Chana said, Lo yadan, I don't know. Imishim simona hadruo? I don't know if the rabbis who found it in the study hall, when they gave it back to me, did they give it back to me because I said that I have a simon? Because sabri simon deraisa, and obviously they hold that the halacha of simon is a biblical halacha, because he didn't give a simon muvik, he just gave a generic identifying feature. Now, from the fact that they relied on the simon regarding Isser of Isser Eishas Ish, must be that they hold that when you return a lost object based on the simon, it's a biblical halacha. Whereas the Gemara learns over there in Eilim Tzias from the pasuk of Bechein Tassel Simlasai, where that would be telling you the biblical halacha of a simon. So I don't know, is that why they returned it to me? Imishum Tvias Eino, or they returned it to me because of my recognition of it, because that is something B'davka Tzuvim Rabbanah. But that would be something that would only apply to a Talmudic scholar who he does recognize things, and we also believe him because he doesn't lie, doesn't change his word about things. But a regular person, based on Tvias Eina, that wouldn't work, says, I'm not sure. Why did they return to me? I said I have both of these items. Did they give it back to me because of Tvias Ein, and that would only work for a Talmud Chacham? Or did they give it back to me because of the simon that I had over there, and must be then that they hold simonim d'oraisa, which again is related to the previous discussion, why Rav Ashi picked simon muvik, because he was in doubt if simon is d'oraisa or only drabanu. Now the Mishnah said v'im lav, that if the get wasn't found right away, so pasul as we gave different interpretations, either like possibly Rav Zeira holds that because the shiur's mitzuyos, or like Rabbi said, because not only are there shayyaras mitzuyas, but there's also huchzuku shnayas b'chimin, and we have to be concerned that it fell from someone else. Tarnabon, Lund the Brice, that qualifies this halacha and says, Ezehu shalayla alter. What's considered not immediately? In other words, how long? Is that a few minutes? Is that a few seconds? What do you consider not immediately that then you can't use the get anymore? And we have to be concerned that maybe it fell from someone else with the same name. So we have a few different opinions. Reb Nosanam, he says, Sheshoa kadei shetaver, if there was a delay that it could have passed by a shayara, a caravan of people, Vitishra, and they would have settled already, they would have set camp, then you have to be concerned that it fell from them, and then it's not going to be kosher anymore. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he gives a different timing. Kadeshiye Adam Oimid Veraya, it means to say that as long as you'll have someone that could see, Shalei Avisham Adam, that no one ever passed by over there. In other words, it doesn't depend on a set amount of time. Rather, it depends. If you had someone standing there and seeing that no one ever passed by from the time that the shliach had passed by who had dropped it and fell until the get was found, then it's going to be valid. But if there wasn't someone standing there the whole time to see that no one passed by, then we're going to say that that's not immediately, and then it's going to be puzzled because maybe it fell from someone else. The yeshem, some say a slightly different version, not that someone stood there the whole time to see that no one passed by, but that shalei shah adam sham, that no one tarried over there, that no one delayed over there. If someone was there, then it's going to be possible. It's not considered immediate enough because, again, you have to suspect it. Maybe it fell from that other person. Rebbe Yemer, he says a different shear. He says, "Kedei lichte besaget," the amount of time that it takes to write a get, which, again, that's just has nothing to do with the losing of it and finding it. It's just a certain amount of time that he said that's considered not immediate. And he says, how much is not immediate? It's the amount of time that it takes to write a get. Rebbe Yitzchak Yemer, he says, "Kedei lekreisa," it's the amount of time it takes to read a get. If that amount of time passed, then already it's not immediate, and then the get would be puzzle. Acherim ayrim, others say, the amount of time that it takes to write and to read a get, then that's considered not immediate. Now, however, says the Brisa of Afilashah, but even if there was a delay, but the yesh by simonim, as Rashi explains, but there, as long as there is a simon muvik, a clearly identifying feature in this get, then me'idim alav, then he could testify and give these exact simonim to say that it's kosher, and then we will return it to him, even though it wasn't immediate, was not immediately. Now the Gemara explains, what would a simon muvik be considered? The amri nekev yesh by bitzad ois plainus, where he says that there is a hole in exactly at the side of that specific letter that in one of the words that he says on the get. But the ein me'idin al simoni haguf, you cannot say identifying features regarding the document itself of the get. For example, the amri arach bagutz, if he says that, let's say, the paper was long or was short, that's nothing, because there's many papers that are long or short. That wouldn't be considered enough of a simon to return it if it was after a long delay. Now, the Braisa says, matzei kasher bekis, however, if he finds it after this long delay tied onto his wallet, and he recognizes his wallet, or ba'arniki, or if it's in the money bag, or b'tabas, or in his ring, or as we continue on top of Chav Chesem and Alf, oishem matzei ben kelev, if he finds it amongst his utensils at home, then nafilas mamaru, but then even after a long time, it's kasher, it's going to be kasher, because obviously it was his, because what's it doing tied to his wallet, or at home amongst his utensils, then it's going to be kasher, even as mamaruba. So the Gemara concludes, Itmar was learned that Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel says, the halacha is, shaloi shah odem sham. What's the measurement of considered immediately or not? It's the amount of time that no one delayed over there. But if someone did, then it's already considered not immediate and would be possible. Whereas Rabbi Bochana Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, he says, the halacha is, shaloi over odem sham. It's the amount of time that no one could have passed. So the Gemara wonders, Lemo, why don't they just say, Mar says halach is kamar, meaning Rav Yehuda should have said the halach is like the Yesh Emrim, Umar halach kamar, and the other master, meaning Rabba, should say the halach is like Rib Shimon. Why did they go over and say over the exact halachas that each one said, when these are two of the Tanoic opinions mentioned in the Braisa? Just say he holds halachas like him, and he holds halachas like him. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de afchilahu, because there are those who switch the attribution of the opinions of Rib Shimon and the Yesh Emrim, and the Yesh Emrim to Rib Shimon, and therefore if they didn't say just the names of the sages, we wouldn't know on which one of the versions is it that they hold the halachas like them. So therefore, they had to say specifically the opinions that they say, which is either Avrasham or Shahasham, because some say that it was the other ones that said the other one. Now, the Mishnah said that matzah bechafisa ayved luskema, like we just mentioned, that if, however, if the shliach finds it, even after a long delay, in his chafisa or his luskema, then, or as some Rishonim say, imakir, then if he recognizes it, but Rashi learns it's a different halacha, but he finds it amongst his utensils, it's going to be kasha. Now the Gemara says, my chafisa, what's a chafisa? Amar Rabba B'chana, he says that's a chemis ketana, it's a small flask that's made out of leather that's generally used for wine. And my dluskema, what's this, examples that were explained, the dluskema, it's talika desave, it's the box that's used by the elderly that they could keep their stuff together, that they don't forget where they put those things. Those are, again, just two of the things that were examples picked by the Mishnah, where again, if it's found amongst his stuff, then you could assume, even though it was lost for a long time, but you find it in your stuff, then you could assume that it was the get that you had been sent to bring to that woman, and you could divorce her with it, even though it was a long delay, and you don't have to suspect, as in the regular case where it's found in the street, that it was possibly from someone else with the same name as him and the same name as her.